Welcome to Preservation One. I am your host, Alexandria August. Me and a friend of mine was talking, earlier this month, maybe last month, about the whole Trump situation and about the whole debt that he had for, what is it, $464 million. I told her, I was trying to explain to her the system. Oh, people don't believe it. I tried to tell her, I bet you he ain't gonna have to pay that whole amount. I just told her that. What was it? Whenever we had talked, I just told her that. So they cut his debt down from $464 million to $175 million. Oh, okay. Make it make sense. These judicial systems, I'm trying to tell you. Either way, I guess they're working with him to make sure he get his debt paid or whatever. But if it's an average American system, we know how that would work. Anyways, let me tell you something else I seen Saturday morning that I found disturbing. It was on Fox News. And I woke up, I don't know how the TV got on Fox News, because I don't even watch Fox News. Anyway, so it was these three people up there. It was two ladies and a man. Right? And so they was talking about Donald Trump, and the dude was saying Donald Trump can't pay the money because he broke. Let me tell you the tricky part about that. Everybody that's talking about Trump broke, compared to the money that Trump got, guess who broke? Oh, okay, the one saying he broke. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Trump backer or nothing like that. But I mean, I'm just speaking facts. They on the TV talking about, oh, he broke, and then the lady gonna bust out laughing. I bet you he got more assets and money than what they got, her and him, and the other lady that was on there with them, than all three of them probably put together. Oh, okay. At the end of the day, when that lady got up there and she made her stance and say what she gonna do for Trump and all this stuff here, and I'm quite sure she want to and she meant to. At the end of the day, you know what it seemed like to me? It seemed like Trump got some people that's over her, and it's almost like it's locking her hand. It's almost like it's binding her hand. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or forcing her hand to a certain extent, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because he got friends in high places. But you know what though? This is just me thinking. They may be like, okay, look, we gonna weigh this debt. Are we going to make sure that this debt is low enough to where you will be able to pay it comfortably if you don't run again for the election? You know what I'm saying? You can never run again as president, and we'll work it out with this whole debt that you got. You know what I'm saying? I think that's fair. That's just my... No, I ain't going to say I think that's fair. I'm going to just say I think that's doable. At the end of the day, if he committed fraud and stole all that money, he need to pay that money back. Everybody else will have to pay that money back. So, I mean, what make him so doggone special? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this also makes you think, whoever his friends is in all these high places that's busting moves for him, don't you think y'all need to get them up out of that chair? Because they corrupt. They doing some corrupt stuff, too. Don't you think y'all need to find out who all his allies is in these high places that makes it so hard for everybody to bust a move against him? I'm just saying, start there. Anyway, this is Alexandria August of Preservation One. Thank you.